Guys, not trusting yourself can fuck up so many areas of your life. Today, I'm going to tell you how it's negatively impacted my whole life and what I'm doing to cultivate trust in myself. After 28 years of living, I had just realized that I never trusted myself. It's crazy how far I've come though. I've achieved so many things in life. However, it was at this age when I realized I was chasing means after means to an end. I was chasing prestige, I was chasing validations, but I never trusted what my own heart wanted. And so no matter how hard I had worked or how far I had come in my career, I never found true satisfaction in my life. And oh my fucking God, I know this really rings true to me because I was crying as I was writing down the script. All of the milestones that were supposed to give me the ultimate happiness ended up feeling like giant disappointment one after another. I never felt satisfaction when I went to my dream school being UCLA. I never felt satisfaction when I got my master in nutrition. I never felt satisfaction when I was making six figures as a traveling dietitian. Because the truth is, none of the above was what my heart wanted to do. And I actually never even knew what my heart wanted to do because I never cared enough to ask her what she would want to do. I'm currently pursuing a doctorate in functional nutrition. And to be quite frank, my heart is telling me that she doesn't even want to be a dietitian full time. Now, at 28 years old, I find out that my heart just wants to talk and share my thoughts for a living. But I can't say that everything I've done was a waste of time because I had to go through everything to gather the lessons to share with you lovely people who are listening today. Not trusting myself play out in the most damaging way in romantic relationships. It took me 2.5 years of being gaslit in a relationship to open my eyes to this freaking truth. Just like everything else in life, I saw very early signs that this relationship wasn't meant for me. I knew that my heart wanted an honest person, but the guy lied about his age the first day we met just so that I wouldn't discount him. He knew that I don't drink, so he told me that he was quitting drinking with the beer in his hand. He knew that I'm a dietitian, so he told me he wanted to go vegan when he was Korean barbecuing on the beach. He lied about these stupid little things that I wouldn't even care about to impress me. So, tell me why I was so fucking surprised 2.5 years later when I found out that he lied about many of his core values since day one. The thing is, I can't blame the guy, right? I saw these signs before and during the relationship. But because I didn't trust in my own fucking eyes, I let him convince me that it was all on my trust issues, that it was all in my head. I also just want to know that the guy is a decent person and did many, many good things for me in the relationship. And I think that's very fair to acknowledge in any relationship that ends. But I just wanted a fucking honest person and he wasn't that. Anywho, if you're being gaslit by someone in your life, the harsh reality is that they can gaslit you because you don't trust yourself enough. So learn how to trust yourself more and get the hell out of that situation, my friends. I'm going to tell you an insane story before I tell you how I'm working on trusting myself. A subconscious part of me always knew that this was a lesson that I had to learn. Back in 2021, I participated in a Beyond Quantum Healing hypnosis. And I totally forgot that this should happen until today when I found the recording of the session. It was why I was inspired to do this topic in the first place. Let me explain to those who don't know what a Beyond Quantum Healing hypnosis is. Pretty much is someone guiding you to connect with your spiritual guides and your higher self or even your past lives to get answers to your current situation, right? Like how to resolve it or why it's happening. Anywho, in 2021, I was pretty new to spirituality and I was just trying anything to find the answer that would quote unquote fix me quick. I wanted a fucking shortcut, okay? I wanted the message to come out like, be in the corner of Woodman and Reseda Street at 7 p.m. next Tuesday and your true love will drive by and pick you up and you will live happily ever after. Obviously, that's not what happened. At the time, I actually thought the session was kind of lame. First of all, because I didn't trust myself, I kept questioning every message that was coming through. I would be telling the person who was guiding me, I'm not sure if this is just in my head or if this is just me talking or is this actually my higher self talking. You see how much I didn't trust myself? Anywho, in this session, and keep in mind, I had already forgotten that all this happened until today, okay? In this session, I kept repeating that the lesson I have to learn is to trust myself. Like every question the guy was asking, my higher self kept leading back to me having to trust myself. I had goosebumps when I was listening to the recording. I subconsciously knew since 3 years ago that I had to learn to trust myself. So, how am I learning to trust myself more? With every action I do, I really have to ask myself, am I doing this because I actually want to, or am I doing this because I feel like I should do it? I don't do things now unless the thought of it makes me feel excited or at peace. Usually I know it's something I want to do because I'll feel the excitement to do it. And if it doesn't give me an excitement, but I know it's something I should do to get to where my heart truly wants to be, I'll feel at peace with it. For example, right? I can't just quit my part-time job while trying to make it as a podcaster. Going to my part-time might not give me the excitement, but the thought of having the roof over my head and food in my mouth while trying to make it as a podcaster gives me a lot of peace. So yes, it is still a mean to an end, but I know that I'm taking the steps to transition out of it, and that gives me peace. That trust in myself that I'm taking the step to transition out of it gives me peace. Another example, when I feel really overwhelmed by an emotion, I know I should meditate. I don't particularly feel excited about meditating, but I know that by meditating and facing that emotion, I will get to know myself a little bit better and grow a little closer to my heart. And that knowledge makes me feel at peace to meditate. And sometimes even excitement. Sometimes I feel a little bit of excitement to meditate because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna figure out how I'm gonna approach this situation or why am I feeling this way. Now, in terms of relationship, I have vowed to my inner child, who I didn't realize had been crying in the back closet for most of my life until recently. I have vowed to my inner child that I will not accept any man into my life and my temple unless he can make her feel safe. Pretty much I'm treating my inner child like she's my daughter. And I wouldn't just let any man date my daughter unless he makes her feel safe, right? If you saw inconsistencies in words and actions of a man, would you let him date your daughter? If not, then why would you date someone like that? And that promise right there allows me to trust myself moving forward in life that I will choose a partner who is best for me. Closing statement. Some things are not meant for you because you're meant for something else that resonates more with your heart. Don't be scared to transition out of the familiarity and make room for experiences that will set you free. Please comment down below if this episode resonates with you so that I don't feel alone in this. I will see you on the next episode of What the F is Being a Human. Bye.
Goodbye.